In the studio, I've got Gabrielle Parson for probably your last community board chairperson interview.
It probably will be.
Are you sad? Tear in the eye?
Yeah, absolutely. mixed feelings.
Well, actually, generally, I guess it is a big change for you, isn't it? Changing your life. So it is worthwhile asking the question that way.
Yeah, it will be a big change.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's feeling good.
Okay, good. Yep. So the things we're just going to try and do a normal interview where we just talk about stuff that's happening, that has been happening like we normally do.
Mm.
And I think the last time I saw you was at the Coastal Reserves. Were you at the Coastal Reserves committee meeting? Yes. Not committee. I shouldn't say committee because it's not a committee. Stakeholders meeting.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel that went?
I think it was great, actually. It was a really good turnout of stakeholders and groups and organisations and people that regularly use the reserves. And good to have council staff there as well, to have Noel and Rebecca to talk about what they're doing and the planning framework. That was great. So I think it was good conversation, great that people raised concerns and ideas. And, yeah, we've actually put some really good minutes together, which will be sent out today.
All right,
to everybody. And that'll probably be shared as well. Certainly at the next community board meeting.
Yeah.
Well, I assume it will be, actually. I don't have any control over that, but... but that will be available for community to see.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest question that was asked there was, because we haven't had a Coastal Reserves committee for about 3 years, there was the discussion about possibly setting one up that would slot in under the community board as a community board subcommittee or something, never mind the details. Is that still on the table, do you think?
It's a possibility. So it'll be something that the new community board will need to discuss.
Maybe you could promise it now and then we'll walk away.
Well,
that won't work, will it?
Quite, no, it's not really, because we haven't had the discussion, so I wouldn't do that. But I will be, which we can talk about a bit later, I will be doing a bit of a handover with votes, and so I can put all that in there. And I'm sure there'll be some current community board members that will be on the next board.
Oh, well, I should think so.
So they are quite aware of all these topics and projects and things.
Because who else was there? I think Dennis was there, Dennis Amor, and Chris Rayner was there
and
well.
And Curry as well.
Curry was there, and Lisa, our councillor, was there. So, we'd expect quite a few of them to be coming back.
Yeah, that's right.
Based on past experience,
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm.
I think one of the things that sort of came through for me was the fact that the Wainui Reserve is such a potential resource.
Mm.
There's so much more potential for other things to happen there other than what's already happening.
Mm. Yeah, it was good to hear, wasn't it? I saw that through the submission process for the reserves management plan.
Yeah.
Lots of ideas came through that. But it was good just to hear again people talking about how they think it could be used differently. In ways that maybe align a bit more to community values and aspirations.
At the moment, a lot of it is farmland and it's treated as a farm. Perhaps mostly just to keep the grass down. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it seems that's what we heard from Rebecca, right?
Yeah, that's kind of like that has a purpose.
So maybe that's more traditional. If you think about that, it's just traditionally the way that large pieces of land like that would have been kept.
But more and more of it is, we've got the area where there's a horse track and a bike track, and there's the bush park that the Friends of the Wainui Reserve have done, and then there's the area that Soundsplash uses, but that's mostly just a farm, except for when they have Soundsplash,
But there seem to be there's lots of opportunity for looking at, I suppose, more trails or how other groups, even possibly sports groups, could use it. I know the Mountain Biking Club were there talking about creating a better access to the mountain bike area.
Yeah.
And then the horse riding people were there as well. And then there was talk about, possibly using it as like a permaculture or a planting, community orchards. Mm. And obviously that would take a bit of organising and, to keep it sort of sustainable. But there's real potential.
Yeah, it could be. I think we've been talking about this on the radio for years, that there's the potential to use it as like a model permaculture farm or something like that.
Yeah.
If someone, there'd have to be someone who was really passionate about it, who wanted to drive it.
Well, there's a group actually at the moment, I think through WEC, that are looking at food resilience and local food growing.
Mm.
So, it'd be cool to connect in with them and see where they're at.
Yeah, yeah.
So that sort of thing.
So that's the the potential future of the reserves, and we'll wait for the new community board. DJs who know I'm on the air ringing me. The new community board to see about a potential stakeholder committee being formed.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah, look out for that.
All right, I'm trying to read over there. The survey, the bus survey that has happened. Have the results been collated on that or put to?
Well, we've collated what we've already got.
Yeah.
Now, did you get around to doing that, Aaron?
Oh, no. Sorry. You know what's really weird is I talk about it on here and then like psychologically it feels like I've done something.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
Yeah, yeah, I probably never fill anything out.
That's great. You're doing really well promoting these things. So
it was
no,
a good
no
question
pressure.
To ask me though. It never occurred to me that I would fill it out. I kept talking about it.
I thought actually
it.
You'd be quite interested to do that. You know, just because
yeah, I was
just
always
to
talking
see what was in the
that,
survey and
talking about these issues. Like if I had well
actually, you know, I haven't filled it out either, so that's my bad. No, really. But it actually just goes to
we're
show.
Doing well.
And what I'd like to say about the bus survey is, for people that don't know, is that we're actually looking at creating a new local bus service. So we don't have something like this at the moment. We've been talking about this for years.
An
in
internal
the
bus.
Internal
yeah.
bus. So yeah. going around, whether to the beaches, maybe to some of the rural communities, but certainly to the main hubs around Raglan. Mm. And we've got the opportunity as a community to input into what we want that to look like, so we can kind of be part of the design of that.
But that's been worked on at the moment because they would like to have it up and running for summer.
Yeah, so we're actually going to keep the survey open for another week.
Okay.
Because
so that's
we need some
online,
more feedback. Yeah.
The online version.
So online and also hard copy. So you can pick up a hard copy from the library or the community house. And the online version, which is a really quick survey. It says 3 minutes, but it's probably quicker than that. You can find that on the Community Board Facebook page, but I'm also going to get it put onto our Community Board website so people who don't have Facebook can go. And so it'd be really great to hear from like another 50 people in the community, and maybe you don't even use buses at the moment, but think about how you might, or your children, or your...
Yeah, because the options, like when you guys started talking about it, the options are quite...
Broad?
Well, who knows how broad they could be. Like, initially, I was kind of like, okay, you'd have an hourly bus that's running from the wharf through town out to Whale Bay and back again. But then someone was talking about, well, maybe because you've got a set budget, you have less buses during winter and more during summer. Because hourly, like if you're in town and you want to go to the wharf, you don't want to wait 50 minutes for the next bus. So more regular is better. So maybe you do that in summer. But then you're talking about maybe it goes to the nearby rural communities, maybe it winds its way through town, and probably its existence affects the State Highway 23 bus as well.
Yeah,
affects
it would need
where
to
it would
obviously
go.
Link up and connect with that. That's where the regional council will come in and help design all of that.
I wonder what the bus is doing today when it won't be able to go downtown.
They would have made a plan for that.
Oh, yeah, John Lawson was trying to find out, of course.
Maybe round the back and go to the bus stop by the... on
the hardware store.
Yeah.
Yeah, that has traditionally been a drop-off point. So, and then I'll have to come back around.
And then there's James Street as well, so...
I don't know who to ring about that, if anyone's curious.
That would be good. Maybe just call the library. You'd think that they might know.
Or they'll know who to ring if they don't know.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Or even if you just ring the bus service. But.
All right, well, so that was just... I mentioned that just now. That popped into my head. But the basic thing is, if people have got some great ideas, because you guys are interested in hearing these ideas as well, aren't you?
About the bus service.
Yeah, like it's not...
Absolutely,
one of those surveys that says, do you want option A or option B? It's like, what do you
think? Yeah, like how much do you want to pay? Where do you want it to go? Do you want it for shopping, surfing, your kids, your elderly parent? Like, medical appointments.
Yeah, that's very different users, from tourists to elderly people to kids at school time.
Yeah, so we're trying to design this for us as a community. Obviously, if tourists come here, they're very likely to use it, which should help with our parking issues as well.
But the school thing as well, like Raglan Area Schools, have you tried picking anyone up from there in the last few years?
No.
No, well, don't.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere near the school at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, so I just encourage you, if you can get on and just fill out that survey, that'd be great. Thank you.
Yes. Moving on, I was just wondering if there's any update on the Rangatahi swimming pool. That's something we haven't talked about for a while, but I hear it's in the background. People are planning things.
They are, and I haven't been, I wasn't able to attend the last meeting, so I don't have a lot of detail, but I know that they've got concepts for it have been drawn up. So actually like drawings of the building and the pool and things, and the costings have come together. I think probably worked out to be a bit more than they expected.
That's the way it is at the moment, yeah.
And they're just working on the structure of a committee that will actually, I mean, they've got a group, a consistent group that are meeting about it, but they're obviously wanting to form a committee that will, I suppose, see it to completion if it is able to be completed.
Who will own the pool? I mean, it's been paid. Yeah, who will own the pool when it's done?
I actually don't know, but I think the idea is maybe more... maybe more private ownership rather than asking like the council to own it.
Yeah, because it is, I mean, it's a private initiative. It's not like council started it, so.
So that'll be interesting to see what model they come up with for that.
Yeah.
But I think in about a month or so, once they've met next, they'll do a big update out to the community. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, it's definitely still happening in the background. Yeah.
Okay. At the last community board meeting, there was talk about a 5G tower coming and a few people opposing it, but the basic message is that telecommunications companies have the right to put up transmitter towers alongside roads, I think.
Road reserve,
yeah, they have freedom to do that. So it's looking like, you think it's looking like it'll just go in up by the water tower somewhere?
I think so at this stage, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless anybody has any better ideas about a location. But it seems like that's their preferred location that they shared with the community board.
And they want to put it sort of near where that bus stop is because it would be obscured by some trees, partially obscured, which I agree, like a walk along the main road coming into work. And you can see the other tower quite easily.
Yeah, but and more so now. I think they've recently cut down a few trees up there, haven't they?
Yeah.
Seems more visible.
Yeah, that was somewhere in council. They did. There's a bunch of trees that were. They weren't that big, though.
No, that's true.
But anyway, it's been tidied up there. Yeah,
so I think that's likely to go ahead.
Mm.
Yeah. But I imagine another update would come to the community board from Vodafone.
Mm.
Was it Vodafone Spark?
Yep. It was Vodafone.
Vodafone, that's right, yep.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I was quite pleased with Chris's quick initiative to ask for Vodafone to help do the mural on the tower.
Yes.
Maybe the water tower.
See if Chris wants to follow that up with Lisa from Vodafone.
Keep on that. They didn't say no. They said it wasn't their decision, but they would... It is the sort of thing Vodafone might do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of paint.
Mm.
So, like, yeah. It's a big... I don't know how much it would cost to paint something like that, but... I did notice, actually, that... Because a few years ago, someone had graffitied it, and then an artist came along and tried to paint over the graffiti in a way that matched...
Right.
This is like 10 years ago, that matched the painting. But now I notice, especially with those trees cleared, that someone else has decided if there was graffiti, they would just block paint
over it. Yes,
I
know. Actually, when I've looked at
really
it recently,
ugly.
It does look kind of messy now.
The graffiti artists have very kindly gone back and repeated their stuff inside the block painting areas, which is nice of them. But, yeah, it was like someone made a decision and it just happened, I guess. So.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we'll move on with that. I was going to ask about... What was that funding that came with the Three Waters?
Oh, the Better Off funding.
Better Off, there we go, yeah. I use the word bribe because I'm told that the CEO of Waikato District actually kind of semi-sarcastically described it as a bribe from government.
Right.
But as I always say, if they want to give you money, you take it.
Yeah, I think it's a reasonable amount of funding, and I don't think it's going to change what's happening around the Three Waters.
Around the Three Waters.
I don't know if that, yeah.
But no, so we'll put that whole Three Waters thing aside for the moment. People applied for some funding in the funding round. Do we have any dates on when, do you know anything about when that's coming out?
I do have a bit of information about that. So council met a couple of days ago, or possibly yesterday. And if anybody wants to go and have a look at the agenda, they can go to the council website and find council and then agenda under their meeting. But what I do know is that three Raglan projects were shortlisted for the fund. So that's the Wharf Walkway.
Yep.
And a lift for the creative space at the old school.
Oh, yeah.
And the bowling club, some irrigation for the bowling club.
Okay. And also that the police were doing a wider application for a lot of the district.
For the CCTV.
For the CCTV.
Yeah, so that's also been shortlisted as well. So it looks like the next step really is that the funding application will go from council with the shortlisted projects to the DIA who has the fund.
Oh, okay. That's the stage it's at.
Yeah, and then if they approve it, then actually those projects would have been approved. And I think they'll probably hear in November sometime. So okay. It's quite soon.
Don't say November soon. Oh. You said November and I think, oh, that's ages ago. And then I'm like, no, actually, because it's October tomorrow. So
last year was ages ago, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. No, well, it is soon.
Mm.
Mm.
Hey, just, and it's just, you. I'm sure you won't know the answer to this, but I was having this discussion with someone yesterday about the hold up at the BP and whether police ever caught the perpetrator.
Oh, you asked me that last time, I think.
Did I? I'm not specifically asking you because it's not your job, but just in case you knew something.
No, I actually...
I'm going to email the police media people and ask them about that.
Right.
Because yeah. You'd hope that they did.
Yes.
I'm sure they've got CCTV inside the BP.
I imagine they would have found out who it was by now. But yeah, good question to ask as, you know, community member.
Yeah. We just want to know. What I'll do is...
Sorry, I haven't heard anything.
No. I really wasn't expecting you to. It just popped into my head while we're talking, like a lot of my questions do.
Yeah. Oh, good.
What else have you been working on? Are there any specific issues that I haven't mentioned that you just know things that you can tell us about?
Well, I think there's the voting coming up for, you know, which you've obviously been covering really well with your interviews and things. Mm. I mean, I haven't personally been working on that, but that seems pretty important. We've got about just over a week left for people to vote. So
what day of the week is the 8th?
I think it's a Saturday.
Is it? Let's just bring up my...
Yeah. So I just encourage everybody, if you haven't voted yet, don't wait until the 8th. Actually, maybe this weekend you could dig out your papers and have a read.
Yes.
I think we've all... Is it the 8th? Is it the Saturday?
It's the 8th. And I think at noon as well.
Yes.
Noon and not... A second afterwards, I've been told. I was talking to the Holly at the library, who's the electoral
Yeah, they're pretty
officer.
Strict.
Yeah, so 1 second past noon, that's it.
I think the library closes at 12:30 anyway, so you probably wouldn't be able to go. And the thing is as well, I'm pretty sure that all of Raglan area has received our voting papers, which is great.
If you haven't by now, you're probably not going to be sent them.
Yeah.
Did you hear that... The post office found a tray of things.
Not for Raglan, though.
No, it was for Ngarawahia, but it was the minister, Nanaima, who is the minister of local government, right? Mm. So she personally was not sent her voting papers.
Oh, my God.
Like, I think about the only worst person they could have messed up with would be the actual prime minister. But as the minister of local government, they didn't send her own voting forms.
Mm, yeah, not great. Anyway, I think she jumped onto that and got that sorted. But I'm pretty sure there's no excuse for us in Raglan because we should have our papers. And if you haven't received them for some reason, you can go to the library and do a special vote.
Yeah. Bring some ID.
Oh, okay. Take your ID.
Yep.
And don't post your voting papers after the 2nd, which I think is Tuesday, because there's no certainty that they would get there on time.
Tuesday's the 4th. So that's... And I have seen the 4th.
Have you seen the 4th?
Yeah, it is that Tuesday, yeah. So there's no certainty that it'll
basically
get...
Basically, post them today or Monday, I reckon.
Yeah, that's right. We're actually running out of time to post them or take them to the library.
Yeah, and what else? I just like to say that, another thing you can do, we had the Meet the Candidates event here at the Town Hall, and that was actually recorded. So if you're looking at the
video.
Voting... Yeah, if you're thinking about the community board... or our local councillor and the other roles, and you're not quite sure, you're not familiar with some of the newer people, we will get that recording up on the Facebook page. It's actually already on there. So you can actually listen to some, even if you just listen to the first part, which is where everyone introduces themselves for a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
It'll just give you a feel of who these people are and what they're standing for. So just encourage people, if you're unsure, to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you're welcome to contact me as well. I'm happy to say who I would support.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, I definitely support Lisa Thompson.
This is a freedom you have now to say what you think about things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely support Lisa. You know, we've worked really well together over the last 6 years, and I've been on the board for that long. She works really hard for the community, and, you know, we've... built some really great relationships, and she has a lot with the council staff as well. And we've got heaps of stuff done. It was amazing just to go through that list in my last community board report and just look at the projects and everything that we've worked on. So, yeah, just would like to say that I really support Lisa,
do you have
our local councillor.
Do you have a top pick for mayor?
Yeah, I would say that Axel Beck would do a really good job for Mia. I think that he's got the experience, and actually, you know, all my interactions with Axel over the last years have been really positive. I feel like he really listens, he's really respectful, but he's really switched on, and he'll come sometimes with a really good different angle. You know, he's thinks outside the box, and I think he would be a really great mayor, actually.
Yeah, I have, like, I have noticed that about him, that he does. He does think outside the box a little bit, but which you do need.
And I definitely support those members of the board, like Tony and Dennis and Chris and Kitty, who are on the board at the moment, who have been really active members. And I think it'd be great for them to bring that knowledge that they have into the new board.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there's some really good other ones. So we've got a great choice. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, a decent vote for the community board this year with 9 candidates for the 6 positions. How do you like you trying to tie everything up in a bow to hand over at the end of?
I can't wait to do that. I feel really excited.
Like, are there things like what do you do? Because
I don't know.
Council
I haven't done
business
it before,
life goes on, right? But there's projects you've personally been involved with, like, and that some of them are probably halfway through. How do you?
So what I plan to do is to create a document.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a report necessarily, but just a file which will list all the projects which are not complete. And I'll just be recording where we're up to with them and who the, you know, the community contacts or the council staff contacts are. So it's just a really complete file to hand over to the next board.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some things we put so much time into, like nutting out.
Yeah.
And it would be really painful if that wasn't handed over the records are lost and then that has to happen again. So, I'm actually really looking forward to just going through all my files,
and just
keeping, you know, leaving it really tidy and organized for the next person.
Is there anyone, like, one particular issue that you're really keen to see, you know, you'll be able to observe progress over the next few years that you've been working on? Like, pick one thing that you really want to see continue.
I can't say that I've been really actively working on it myself, but I'm really interested to see how the wastewater consent renewal what happens there, because there's been so much effort put into that. So that's one thing I'm really interested to keep supporting and to see how that goes. And the local bus will be pretty cool, I think, and just sort of seeing how the wharf project, you know, if we get that funding and we can complete it. Other than that, I think it would be it's something we haven't done a lot of work on, but I really feel like there'd be value in creating a structure plan for Raglan, which would be just a plan which would really about the future infrastructure planning mostly.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like it would be, you know, it's important to have a more cohesive plan for things like just connectivity paths and cycleways, and, you know, there's a lot of work being done, but sometimes it feels a little bit disjointed.
Yeah, so, it's a bit haphazard if there's no overarching plan.
Yeah.
And but I've been hearing people say that, like in your position, saying we'd love a structure plan for years. Why isn't the council staff not want to do it or something?
No, it's not that. So in the blueprint process, they did identify that structure plans are important, but they've got the whole district to work on, and I think they've identified which communities would come first, and Raglan wasn't on the top of the list. So I think that it is actually the plan for the council to do that, but it may be like 5 years away or unless we...
Also, the communities up north where there's massive rapid growth, they're probably a bit mesmerised by that up there.
Yeah, I think so. So it's definitely on the cards. And the thing is we can start planning and thinking about that as a community. We don't have to wait for council. We can start thinking about and learning about what a structure plan is, and... You know, it's not like we need to wait until they're ready.
Well, that's true. We could just make our own one.
Well, just make, possibly. Or just make a start, you know, and start having some conversations around what a connected transport plan might be. It's kind of complex, but I think we can make a start.
And last question is what next for you? After this, after you're no longer the community board chairperson, what are you going to be doing, Gabrielle?
I am going to be focusing on Raglan Naturally. So my main job really at the moment, other than the community board chair, is the Raglan Naturally community-led development coordinator.
Okay.
So, I just want to get really stuck into that work, And spend some more time with my family. But yeah, with Raglan, actually, I think the next step there would be starting to think about a little bit more strategic planning, because we've got all those projects in the community plan.
Yeah.
And really working with the local groups and organisations to really hone down on what the priorities are. I feel like we kind of know what they are, but to really identify three or four priorities for the community and then make them happen or really get some traction on them.
Because there are a million ideas in there, so yeah, I see that. Yeah, okay, that sounds great. Well, look, thank you for coming in for your interviews and all the interviews you've done over the last 3 years with us and being available and all that. I think it's an important part of what happens, that there's feedback from the board to the community and whatever way we can do it. So thank you for that.
Yeah, well, thank you too, Aaron, for the opportunity and encouraging me to come along, sending me the dates and the calendar.
Yeah,
no, it's been really great, actually, and I think it is important, something that will need to continue with the new board.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Yeah,
and I'm sure we'll be seeing you around. I'm not going anywhere.
No. Well, we'll probably talk to you about Raglan naturally at times too, hopefully.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Especially there's some projects coming up.
Yeah.
People would love to hear about that. Yeah. Mm. All right. Thanks
so much.
Okay, folks, that's the end of that chat. I've actually booked another interview in for 9:45 about an event happening for girls at Papahua on Monday, but I've got to go out of the studio now and shift my car before it gets locked in when they close the road. It's Jared, who I was talking to before the rally organizer, said I'd need to get it out by 10. And if you're in town as well, get your car out by 10. It might get locked in otherwise.